USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks on Capitol Hill at a House Oversight Committee hearing.
3:30 the day before you schedule a 8:30 a.m. interview for the very next day at the organizational meeting of this committee, you pledged you would not do that. You said closed-door testimony would be done so that members could attend, but you pick a Saturday on a week we're not even in session and tell us the day before.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, as the House Oversight Committee holds a hearing after the White House reportedly gave security clearances to dozens of people with disqualifying issues in their backgrounds. Several tanks appear to be burning at a large chemical plant fire near Houston, Texas. Firefighters are working on getting the flames out near the center of the KMCO facility in Crosby. Seen from miles away are two columns of thick black smoke billowing up in the air. KMCO specializes in chemical manufacturing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Army is investigating the death of a soldier from New Jersey who was killed over the weekend during a live training exercise in Alaska. Army officials say the soldier was shot on Saturday at the Donnelly Training Center near Fort Greely and died while receiving medical attention. A survey finds that social media is linked to a rise in mental health disorders. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The American Psychological Association releasing its national survey a few days ago in which it finds mental health issues have risen significantly over the last decade. They credit that rise in digital media as a major reason why. The research finds that more and more young adults, specifically those born in 1995 or later, are suffering from negative psychological symptoms. And studies do show that more social media use is linked to increased symptoms of social anxiety, social isolation, and loneliness.
You can find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Claiming that the college athletes model is broken, Democratic Senator Chris Murphy issued a comprehensive report that called for the NCAA to compensate student athletes. The report follows a bill that was put forth by Congressman Mark Walker of North Carolina, Republican, that would amend the federal tax code to allow college athletes to profit from use of their names, images, and likenesses via commercial opportunities ranging from advertisements to video games. Purdue University President and former governor of Indiana, Mitch Daniels, on paying college athletes.
I think that the fairness or equity argument that the congressman and others are making is very hard to disagree with. And as the money gets bigger and bigger, the fairness argument becomes stronger and stronger. So I will say that going this route is certainly better than letting universities pay athletes directly. You head that way, you'll soon have a few schools, the one-and-done factories and others, becoming essentially another professional league. You have a fracture in which the rest of us go off and play college sports as we've always known them. So I think that this idea has some merit. You have to be very careful how you do it.
Daniels goes on to explain that athletes being paid under the table is a huge concern of his. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.